So who am I talking to today?
Well, given this is 1914, you're talking to W.D. Bentley. That's Walter Bentley.
And Mr. Bentley, what is your position here?
Well, I was appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture to come out to Oklahoma and conduct demonstrations and education for farmers. And I've been doing that since 1907, and it's about 7 years now.
What are you trying to show folks?
Well, we're trying to show them some of the folks things that the research up at the college and USDA understand, and particularly here in Wellston. You know, they just plant cotton mostly, and we've kind of suggested that rotation and a little diversification would help improve their farm. And particularly here, just a single crop thing, they kind of knocked the rubber wheels off their cotton buggy. I guess Mr. Ford called them tires. But the boll weevil came up here out of Mexico and Texas and kind of destroyed their cotton crop. And we've got some ways to try and control that critter a little bit, and we'll show them that.
And so you're actually hoping to convince these guys to look at just more than just cotton then?
That's right. We're trying to get a little rotation and diversifying agriculture going.
Why, in your mind, why does the government need to do this?
Well, I think because somebody's got to kind of show the way. These farmers have kind of been traditional in what they're doing. And, in fact, we found that their kids are more receptive to new ideas and experiments than some of the producers are. So we've started boys' corn clubs and girls' canning clubs to try to introduce and have them have some projects that kind of look at some new ideas that come out of the research going on at the A&M College and the USDA.
Fast forward with me at 100 years to 2014, Dr. Trapp. The heritage of extension is just so rich.
Yeah, I'll get out of my W.D. Bentley mode here and go to Dr. Trapp, Director of Extension at OSU. And, you know, going back and looking at where things were in 1914 and looking at where things are today, it just opens your eyes up to how much progress we've made and how much things have changed. But the mission down underneath is exactly the same thing, because what we were doing in 1914 was basically taking the university and the research to the people and trying to make that relevant to their problems and understand what problems they had that we still needed to work on. And we're doing exactly the same thing today. And, in fact, it's interesting that cotton in southwest Oklahoma right now has got some challenges, because irrigated cotton is having problems because the lakes dried up. And the question is, if we can't raise cotton anymore, how are we going to transition into something else? And, you know, it's kind of ironic. That's exactly what we were looking at in 1914, is trying to get away from single crop cotton.
And so as we think about where extension is today, celebrating 100 years is good, but where do we go?
You know, that kind of sparks your imagination when you think about all the way we went in 100 years. Where can we go in the next 100 years? And I'm not sure I can even envision where we would be. But I know we can move forward, and you know, one of the things that people talk about today is we have to, according to the world population projections, we have to produce as much food between now and 2050 as we have produced from the beginning of mankind. And that's a heck of a challenge, and if we don't, I mean, you see the videos of the people in the stores when the hurricane is coming, and these shelves are empty, and they're fighting over the last loaves of bread. That's just a little snapshot of what we'd look like if we really didn't have an adequate food supply. And I don't see any other organization coming forth that is any better at trying to enhance the productivity of agriculture than a land-grant system.
Your mind, as far as, you know, this day here of celebration, what are you hoping to accomplish with this out here in the field in Wellston?
Well, two things. For the people who work in extension, it's a chance to get together, enjoy themselves, and see each other and visit. But for the people not in extension that we've invited here, it's a chance for us to show them what today's extension is about and get some visibility out of it. And, of course, you know, our forefathers put together a funding model that was based, and we're unique in that we have federal, state, and local funding. And that was back when 30% of the people were in agriculture, and only 2% are there today. And that funding model is starting to be in jeopardy. So one of the things we're trying to tell people is that the next 100 years may not have the progress of the last 100 years if we don't find a way to keep the extension and the land-grant system funded.